I want to ask you two other questions before we close. And this has been great. I always learn so much from you. You've given a sense of it here. You for as long as I've known you, which is 20, 30 years almost, you have a sense of outrage, of moral outrage about the insiderness of Philadelphia, even though you're in the establishment, but you have always chided me, tried to push me to mitigate against Philadelphia parochialism and insiderism. Can you speak about that?
Well, I always said to you that Philadelphia's run for 250 people. I don't know if you remember me saying that, but
Oh my God, yes.
Cetullo quoted
You
it
would
once,
scream me, scream at me.
but it's true. And so when why isn't, why wasn't the stadium built where it should have been, the baseball stadium? Because FUMA wanted to stop it on Spring Garden Street. There are a million things. Why wasn't the waterfront Philadelphia like Baltimore's waterfront, which is a gigantic destination thing, which millions of people come to every year? And because when you think about it goes, Republicans ran the city, historically for over 100 years until the early 50s when Clark and Dilworth and these reform Democrats took over. And then you had the years of Tate and Rizzo, and more sort of more old-time Democrats kind of took over, and those people have stayed entrenched in all these little places: the Board of City Trusts, the Parking Authority, the Housing Authority, the Redevelopment Authority. And these little interest groups have, I think, stopped great progress in the city, and the city has been run for, literally the interest of a relatively few hundred people, not all of whom have the best interest in the city at heart, and some of whom, like Fumo and Purcell, went to jail. For Purcell to have taken away the parking authority from the city and made it a state thing, and so it's become a Republican patronage haven. With Marty O'Rourke, telling you, "I have no comment because it's under litigation," as the guy who did all the direct mail for Purcell, and Purcell ended up going to jail. And the school system doesn't get nearly as much money from the parking authority as we should, because they've just, the parking authority is literally nothing other than a patronage haven for Republican committee people and Republican ward leaders and their wives and their families. That's what the city is still about. Kenny doesn't know if he's fish or fowl. He just doesn't know. Am I still some FUMO staff guy, or am I going to, am I going to do the right thing like he did in the first year and a half or 2 years when he was mayor, and use all, he did one something that no mayor I've seen done, including Ed. He used his political capital and dropped in the polls significantly for a period of time because he forced the soda tax on, got city council to do the soda tax thing, and wham, now you have $55 million for pre-K. It was wonderful, but that's, we need, this city still is, Larry, it's a bifurcated city with, we have the highest percentage of people living in poverty. We have the, of any major American city, we have the highest percentage of people living in abject poverty. But, we have to, all the old people have to get thrown out. And, these new people have to take over, who are these anti-establishment types, to get the right things done.
Last question, and we only have a couple minutes left. But of the
And dinosaurs like me, which is why all I care about is caddying on the golf tour and go to the movies.
yeah, dinosaurs like us, actually. And so I agree with you. That's why we sort of champion new blood all the time at the Citizen, and the staff
Right,
pushes.
and you guys do a great job of it. You and Billy Penn, who shows the mayor's schedule every day.
Right.
Nothing public on the mayor's schedule today.
Right.